for you again. We thank you so much for him agreeing to do a series on Mark, Lord, the Gospel of Mark. And Lord, he has opened up the Gospel of Mark a lot to us. And we see how much there is, how much we missed when we studied it before, Lord, at all different times. And there's always something fresh to read or to study and understand in the Bible. We thank you, Lord, for our assembly, 16th Avenue Gospel Assembly. And we thank you, Lord, so much for everyone who attends and all who try to set a good example to others who come. Lord, we know that there are some of us who are sick. For instance, Lang and his wife, Yan Ling, Lord, are so sick they still haven't recovered sufficiently to appear and to do their usual translation work, Lord. But Lord, we pray for them and we ask your mercy on them and others, of course, who are also sick with this COVID. And we thank you for those who are recovering, Lord. And we thank you for your protection on our assembly. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, dear brother, Jürgen, if you go ahead, please.
Jürgen, great question.
It's a great pleasure to be with you again and to continue our study together of the book of Mark. Someone said that when we get close to great men, we discover they're not that great.
有些人说呢，当我们越靠近那些伟人的时候呢，我们就会发现他们并没有那么伟大。We
discover that they all have flaws and weaknesses and imperfections.
因为我们都知道这些人呢，他们都有那些瑕疵，都有那些错误，都有，都是不完美的。This
is the case with every great man or woman who has lived in this world, with the exception of one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这些上面讲的那些在这个世界上的所有的男人、女人身上都会出现，除了一个以外，他就是我们的主耶稣基督。The
more you examine the life of Christ, the more evidence you find of his incomparable greatness.
因为你如果对主耶稣基督呢，越了解认识越多呢，你就会越知道他的伟大是没有人可比的。You
can look closely at every aspect of his person, but the only thing you find is more and more signs of his incomparable magnificence.
因为如果你可以更接近的，从各个方面去观察我们的主耶稣基督，你越接近的话呢，你就可以从各个方面发现呢，他的那个伟大是无可比拟的。In
Christ, there is a total absence of flaws.
在那个基督徒里呢，他完完全全的没有任何的瑕疵。He
was absolutely blameless, faultless, and sinless.
完全是无可指摘的，也是不无可那个责备的，就是无罪的，他也是完全。In
Christ, what we find is perfection, perfection in human terms.
在我们在基督里唯一能够发现的就是完美，用人的话来看就是完美的。I
would like to consider this time with you the perfection of Christ as seen in the Gospel of Mark, and there are three things that I would like you to notice.
今天呢，我要跟大家一起看看，在马可福音里主耶稣基督的完美，在这有三个方面，我要跟大家一起讨论一下。First
of all, no criticism could stick. He was absolutely beyond reproach.
因为第一个呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是完完全全的，你是没有任何的东西可以靠近他。
In the first chapter of Mark, there are two testimonies regarding the perfection of Christ.
在那个马可福音第一章呢，有几节经文是告诉我们主耶稣基督的完美。
First, the Father testifies in verse 11 and says, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
首先在第十一节里，马可福音第一章第十一节里是天父给他做的见证，说你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And then a demon testifies in verse 24, and he says, "I know who you are, the Holy One of God."
然后那个第二十四节里，魔鬼呢也给他做了见证，说我知道你是谁，你是神的圣者。
So we could say that heaven and hell concur with regard to the perfection of Christ.
我们可以这么说，天堂和地狱呢，他们都达成一致，主耶稣基督是完美的。
The ones who have not yet understood who he is are the human beings.
所以呢，那些还没有理解他完美的呢，就是我们的人类。
In this world, we are not accustomed to seeing perfection. And when the Son of God came, a number of people thought that there were things that needed correcting.
所以呢，在这面后面的几节经文，我们发现呢，当那个神的儿子从天上下来的时候呢，有一些人觉得他说的话需要得到纠正。
And Mark mentions a number of occasions when people tried to point out flaws in the life of Christ.
在马可福音里呢，有很多人有几个地方呢，人们他们试图总是要指出主耶稣基督的错误。
But every attempt to do so ended in failure.
你每一个尝试这么去做的，都最终失败了。
In Christ, there was nothing to correct.
在主耶稣基督里面，你不可能去纠正任何的事情。
However, there was no lack of those who gave it a try, and Mark documents a number of these attempts.
实际上呢，在马可福音里，马可记载了好几处的这些人尝试的这么去做。
We have this story in Mark chapter 2, verse 5. It says, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven you.'"
在马可福音第二章第五节里说呢，耶稣看见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
Verse 6, "And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts."
那个第六节说呢，有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，
"Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
这个他们说的这个人为什么说亵渎的话呢？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
They said, "This is blasphemy. How does this man dare to do what only God can do?"
他们说这是亵渎的话，因为这个人他怎么敢去做只有神能够做的事情呢？
Christ's response was powerful, and he says basically, "Do you think that I have no power to forgive?"
因为主耶稣基督他的回答是非常有力量的，他说，你们认为我没有这样的权能赦免吗？
You think that when I say your sins are forgiven you, that those are empty words that mean nothing?
你认为我说你的罪得赦免吗？这是一个空洞的话吗？它什么都不是吗？
To show you that my words have power, I will say something else.
因为为了证明我的话里面带着大能呢，我会给你们说一些其他的话。
And turning to the paralyzed man, Jesus said, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house."
然后呢，他转向那个摊子说呢，我跟你说，你站起来，拿上你的褥子，然后回家。
The man got up, walked out with his cot under his arm, and that ended the discussion.
然后这个人呢，他就站起来，把他的那个褥子呢夹在下面，然后直接在他们聊天的时候就回到家里去了。
His words were powerful. They had power to forgive and power to heal.
他有这样的权柄去饶恕，有这样的权柄去治愈。
Chapter 2, verse 16, and when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?
然后在马可福音第二章第十六节里说呢，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就在他们说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
These critics were saying, why is the rabbi rubbing elbows with scumbags?
然后这些话呢，就是去批评说为什么这样一个大拉比会去跟那些罪人在一起吃喝呢？
And Jesus answered them in verse 17, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
主耶稣基督回答在第十七节说，耶稣听见就在他们说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Jesus answers, if a doctor stays far away from sick people, he would be a poor doctor.
主耶稣基督这里的话的意思就是，那一个医生他远离病人的话，他就是一个差劲的医生。
Now you can do that if you want, but I'm going to help them, says the Lord.
那主说呢，如果你们想像那个差劲的医生那样，你就去做吧。但是我要去帮助他们。
The ones who got it wrong were the Pharisees and not Jesus.
因为那些做错事的人是法利赛人，而不是主耶稣。
And the rebukers were rebuked.
因为那些责备的人呢，他们就被责备了。
Chapter 2, verse 23, now it happened that he went out through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of grain.
那个马可福音第二章第二十三节说呢，耶稣到安息日从麦地经过，他们门徒行路的时候，掐了麦穗。
Verse 24, and the Pharisees said to him, look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath?
第二十四节说呢，法利赛人对耶稣说，看哪，他们在安息日为什么做不可做的事呢？
Your disciples are not following the law. Why do you allow that?
就是说你的门徒们他们根本就不遵从律法，为什么你允许他们那样做呢？
And the Lord's answer was, have you not read?
所以主耶稣基督给他们的答案说，你们没有读过吗？
They were the ones who had not read their Bibles carefully.
那些法利赛人他们是没有仔细读他们圣经的那些人。
They tried to correct him, but they turned out to be the ones who needed correcting.
他们呢，试图去纠正我们主耶稣基督，但是密集呢，他们成了那些需要被纠正的人。
But the criticism continues, chapter 3, verse 1, and he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand.
但这样的批评呢，在继续，在马可福音第三章第一节说呢，耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。So
they watched him closely, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him.
第二节说呢，众人窥探耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思是要控告耶稣。
His critics were dogging his footsteps wherever he went, trying desperately to make a case against him.
因为他们实际上呢，他们的对主耶稣基督的批评和挑剔呢，是一直跟着主耶稣基督的脚步，在每一个场景下，他们试图找出一些错误来去批评主耶稣。
Verse 5, and when he had looked round at them with anger, being grieved by the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, stretch out your hand.
然后呢，第五节说呢，耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。
There was a problem, but it wasn't in the conduct of Christ, it was in the heart of the scribes.
这里有一些问题，这些问题不是主耶稣基督的行为，而是那些文士的心里有问题。
Their hearts were hard as stone.
他们的心呢，刚硬的像石头。
The problem was in them, and not in the irreproachable Christ.
那些呢，问题是在他们自己身上，而不是在那个不可被批评的主耶稣。
Once a group of visitors were on a tour through an art gallery where famous works of art were on display.
其中一个呢，他们就在那条路上去一个那样一个地方，就是一个非常有名的一个故事发生的地方。
At the end of the tour, a visitor said, "I don't think these old paintings are that great."
在那个故事结束的时候呢，那些其中一个人呢说呢，我不认为这些油画都很好。
The guide replied, "Sir, I would like to remind you that the greatness of these paintings is no longer up for discussion."
那个其中一个人呢说，先生，我要提醒一下。这些油画的伟大性是无可争议的，我们不值得去，不要去讨论它。
The greatness of these paintings has already been determined. Now the question at hand is the greatness of those who look at them.
因为呢，这些呢伟大的油画呢，它的价值已经被决定了，它的伟大性。但是呢，现在就是说，看你这些去看这些油画的人，他们自己是不是伟大的。
The man who criticized the paintings only revealed his ignorance.
那些呢批评那些伟大的油画的人呢，只能证明他们自己的无知。
Those who criticized Christ did the same.
那些去批评主耶稣基督的人呢，跟那些人是一样的。
How can you correct perfection? Every attempt to do so ended in failure.
你怎么可能去纠正一个完美的东西呢？每一次尝试着纠正完美的东西，都会以失败告终。
In Mark chapter 4, a storm arises in the middle of the lake.
在马可福音第四章里呢，在那个湖中间呢起了风暴。
Jesus is sleeping, and the disciples are frightened.
那主耶稣基督在睡觉，那些门徒们就感到惊慌。
Verse 38, Mark 4 says, "But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him." And said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
马可福音四章三十八节，耶稣在床尾上枕着头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
Lord, do you not realize that the boat is about to sink?
主啊，你没有意识到这个船马上就要沉了吗？
Does it not matter to you that we are about to drown?
就是我们要马上要被淹死了，你不关心这个吗？
The disciples had to discover that the real problem was not the master's lack of concern, it was their lack of faith.
这些门徒们呢，马上就会发现呢，就是说呢，这个主要的问题不是说主耶稣基督不关心，而是门徒们他们没有信心。
Once again, those who would rebuke him ended up rebuked.
就是再一次那些尝试着去责备主耶稣基督的人，他们自己受到了责备。
Chapter 5, verse 30, the attempts to correct Christ continue.
在马可福音第五章的第三十节里，他们继续尝试着去纠正主耶稣。
Verse 30 says, "And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?'"
第三十节说耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？
But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?
而第三十一节门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？
The disciples said, Lord, this time you are mistaken.Everyone is touching you. What you are saying makes no sense at all.
那门徒们说的意思呢，说主啊，你这次你错了，因为你在人群中间，每一个人说，哎，每个人都在摸你，你说你倒说谁摸我，这是你错了。
It seemed like a logical observation, but the disciples quickly discovered that they were in the wrong, and what Jesus said was true.
那实际上呢，这个从他们这样的观察，从逻辑上来说好像是对的，但是那些门徒们马上就会发现呢，他们错了，主耶稣基督说的才是对的。
Someone had touched him and had been miraculously healed.
有人呢真的是摸了主耶稣基督，然后他的疾病呢得到了治愈。
Every attempt to point out a flaw in Christ.Ended in failure.
每一个呢，试图去找出主耶稣基督有错的尝试呢，最终都以失败告终。
Chapter 7, verse 5 says, Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?
第七章第五节马可福音。法利赛人和文士问他说，你的门徒们为什么不照古人的遗传用俗食吃饭呢？
These men said, Lord, the behavior of your disciples leaves much to be desired.
这些人跟那个主耶稣说，主啊，你的门徒们他们的行为不端。
Verse 6 says he answered and said to them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites?As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
第六节，主耶稣基督说呢，以赛亚指着你们假冒伪善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
These men were so taken up with noticing other people's unwashed hands.That they failed to see the hypocrisy in their own hearts.
这些人呢，他们眼里只看见其他的人不洗手就吃饭，他们却忘记了他们自己内心深处的假冒伪善。
It was not Jesus or his disciples who were at fault. It was the Pharisees.
这个里面呢，不是主耶稣基督和他的门徒们有什么错，而是法利赛人有错。
But now Peter takes a shot at it in Mark chapter 8.
然后呢，下一节呢，在马可福音第八章呢，彼得呢，他也犯了这样一次。
Christ has just announced that he is going to Jerusalem, where the Jews will arrest him and crucify him.
所以主耶稣基督将正好是跟他们宣告说，基督要去到耶路撒冷，然后要在耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
Peter rebukes the Lord and says, Lord, you've got it all wrong. Messiah is not supposed to suffer. Messiah is supposed to reign.
那个彼得呢，开始就责备主耶稣基督说，主啊，你错了，那个弥赛亚呢，他不应该去受苦，弥赛亚是应该来统治的。
Peter had to discover that he was the one who was wrong, and he was listening not to the voice of God, but to the voice of Satan.
那个彼得呢，他马上就意识到是他错了。他并没有去听神的声音，而是听了魔鬼的声音。
Finally, the Jewish High Court, the Sanhedrin, brings Jesus to judgment and sentences him to death.
最终呢，那个犹太人的他的最高的统治的那个公会呢，他们就把主耶稣基督判处了死刑。
His crime Well, according to the Sanhedrin, it was blasphemy.
因为他对那些圣那个犹太人的公会所说的话呢，对他们来说是亵渎。Chapter
14, verse 63 says, "Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, 'What further need do we have of witnesses?'"
在那个 马可福音第十四章的第六十三节是这样说的：“你们已经听见了他这亵渎的话，你们的意见如何呢？”
Verse 64, "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to death, to be deserving. They all condemned him to be deserving of death.
第六十四节就是说，你们已经听见了他这亵渎的话，你们已经说他们都定了，他犯了罪，死罪。He
was sentenced and crucified like a common criminal.
他判出了那种钉刑，就像一般的罪犯一样。Jesus
was a blasphemer, or was he the Holy Son of God?
主耶稣基督是那个亵渎者呢，还是呢，他是神的儿子呢？
God's answer was not long in coming.
所以神的答案呢，并没有等多久就来了。3
days later, the ground shook, and Jesus rose from the dead.
这个三天以后呢，那个地震了，然后主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 4, Paul said that he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
罗马书第一章的第四节，使徒保罗说呢，按圣上的名说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The Jewish leaders said he deserves to die. But God said, "No, you got that one wrong. He is without sin, and if there is one person who deserves to live, it's him."
那些犹太人呢，说他该死。那神说呢，你们全做错了，因为他是一个至圣者。如果有一个人值得活的话，那就必须是神的儿子主耶稣。
God raised him from the dead.
神把他
The Holy Son of God was vindicated by the Supreme Judge of the universe, and he brought him back to life.
然后呢，实际上在那个圣洁的神的儿子，神把他从死里复活，然后成为了整个宇宙的审判者。
There was never a rebuke, there was never a criticism of Christ that could stand.
这个呢，永远不再会有人去责备，永远不再有人去批判主耶稣基督可以站在那里。Every
attempt to point out a flaw or an error failed completely.
每一个尝试着从主耶稣基督里面找到错误的，最终呢，都是完完全全的失败了。He
was the irreproachable, the impeccable Christ.
他是那个不可指责的，也是不可比拟的基督。He
was perfection in human form, and this world has never ever seen anything like it.
他在一个在人形的样子里面的完美，在我们这个世界呢，永远都不会再看见。
One day, the famous artist Leonardo da Vinci went to visit a friend who was an artist.
有一天呢，那个非常著名的那个达芬奇一个艺术家呢，他去拜访他的一个艺术家的朋友。He
entered the house, but his friend was not there.
他进到他朋友的家里，但是他朋友却不在家。Seeing
a canvas on a tripod, Leonardo took a piece of chalk and drew a perfect circle.
然后呢，他就在那一个画架上拿起了一支笔，然后在那个画上画了一个完美的圆。
His friend, upon returning home, saw the circle and said, Leonardo was here because only Leonardo could draw a perfect circle like that.
然后他的朋友回来以后呢，回来以后看到那个画上的圆，就说莱昂纳多达芬奇在这里，因为只有莱昂纳多达芬奇可以画出这么完美的圆。
When we look at the life of Christ, we say God was here because only God could have lived a life like that.
当我们看到基督的时候呢，我们会说呢，神在这里，因为只有神可以活出一个像主耶稣基督那样的生命。
No criticism could stick.
没有任何的批评和批判可以接近他。
And secondly, let's notice that no improvement could be made.
另外第二点呢，我们要讲的呢，就是在主耶稣基督里面有任何可以改进的地方。
Nothing in the life of Christ allows for improvement.
在主耶稣基督他的人生里面有任何的东西需要改进。
There's a beautiful phrase in Mark 7, verse 37, that says, He has done all things well.
在马可福音第七章三十七节里讲到的呢，是以主非常美丽的语言，说主耶稣基督一切都做得好。
Probably all of us have some activity that we are able to do well.
因为在我们大概在我们每个人的人生里呢，有些活动呢，我们可以做得很好。
But those who witnessed the life of Christ declared he has done all things well.
但是那些所有的那个见证过主耶稣基督所做的一些事的人来说呢，他说主耶稣基督所做的事都好。
Perhaps we shine in some particular area.But he shone in every area.
我们可能有在某个特别的领域里，我们可能会闪光，但主耶稣基督却在所有的领域里都闪光。
His life does not allow for improvement in any area.
因为主耶稣基督在他的人生里面，任何的方面需要得到改进的。
Never did he have to retract something that he said.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他永远不会再去说，去让他说过的话再次去，去过一遍。
Never do we hear him saying something inappropriate.
我们从来没有听过主耶稣基督说任何不恰当的话。
Never do we hear him making false claims.
我们从来没有听过主耶稣基督说去做一个假的见证。
Scripture affirms that there was no deceit found in his mouth.
在那个从经文的角度说呢，在主耶稣基督的嘴里没有任何的欺骗。
James chapter 3 verse 2 says, We all stumble in many ways.If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man.
因为这个呢，在雅各书里讲到的呢，就是这么，我们所有的人都跌倒。如果一个人他没有在任何地方跌倒的话，他就是一个完美的人。
No one has ever been able to avoid sinning with their tongue. That is, no one with the exception of Jesus Christ.
所以没有任何一个人能够去避免他的舌头所犯的错，除了我们的主耶稣基督以外。
He never had to ask forgiveness for something he did wrong.
主耶稣基督永远不会去请求别人原谅因为他做错了什么事儿。
We find it necessary to apologize often, but that was never necessary in the life of Christ.
我们发现在我们的人生中呢，我们常常要向别人道歉，但是在主耶稣基督的人生里从来不需要这样的道歉。
In every moment, in every circumstance, he did what was right and good and true.
主耶稣基督在每一刻在每一个环境里他所做的呢都是正确的都是真的都是好的。
There was nothing that needed fixing, nothing that needed correcting.
在主耶稣基督里面没有任何的事情需要得到修正需要得到去纠正的。
Never do we hear him confessing sin.
我们从来没有听过主耶稣基督承认他有罪。
We see him speaking against sin, but never confessing sins.
我们从来一直听到主耶稣基督呢，他去说针对罪来说，但他从来没有去承认过罪。
Godly men and women have found it necessary to often confess their sins.
所以属神的男人女人们呢他们通常呢发现他们自己要去认罪。
Jesus had no sins of any kind to confess.
主耶稣基督没有任何类型的罪需要他来承认。
There was only holiness that was perfect and beautiful.
在他里面只有圣洁那是完美和美丽的。
His last words,were not a prayer of confession, but a magnificent affirmation. It is finished.
他的最后的一句话并不是说是认罪，而是一个非常美丽的，非常重要的，一切都结束了。
There was nothing to add, nothing to take away, nothing to improve.
没有任何东西需要加在这一句话里，没有任何东西要从这句话里拿去，也没有任何的这句话也没有任何需要改进的地方。
Nothing that he did could have been done better.
没有就说他所做过的事情不可能再做得更好。
Nothing that he said could have been said better.
他所说过的一切的话不可能再说的比这个更好。
Leonardo da Vinci said that a work of art is never finished. You can always add a little touch more.
就是说我们的有一句话说呢那些艺术作品呢它永远不会完美的你永远可以在里面加点什么东西进去。
There's always some little detail to add or some little thing to improve.
在这些艺术作品里面总有可以加点东西进去也总可以在里面做一些改进。
But what is never accomplished in a work of art was accomplished in the life of Christ.
在那个艺术领域里永远结束不了的工作呢在主耶稣基督的人生里结束。
In Christ, perfection took human form.
主耶稣基督呢他是以完美的形象呢成了人形。
It was perfection. Every day, every step of the way, all the way from Bethlehem to Calvary.
所有的这些呢他每天呢都是一样的所有一路上从伯利恒到那个哥哥塔山上。
Even the centurion in charge of his crucifixion had to confessTruly, this man was the Son of God.
就算那个把他钉十字架上的那个百夫长不得不承认说真的这个人真的是神的儿子。
One writer said this about Jesus. All other greatness has been marred by littleness.
有一个那个就是说呢那个有一个伟大的人说过就是所有的那些伟大之处都被那些小人破坏了。
All other wisdom has been flawed by folly.
所以呢这些所有的其他的那些智慧呢都是被那些错误去玷污。
All other goodness has been tainted by imperfection.
因为他所有的美善呢都是让被那些不完美的沾上了污点。
Jesus Christ remains the only being of whom it could be said he is altogether lovely.
主耶稣基督呢，他所有的东西集中在一起呢，人们不得不承认他是非常可爱的。
So the perfection of Christ is not only seen in that no criticism could stick and no improvement could be made, but thirdly, no inconsistency could be found.
主耶稣基督呢，在主耶稣，他不光是说在他里面的没有的错误你可以找到，也没有任何需要改进的地方，而且是没有任何东西可以达到他那个程度的。
He was absolutely free of hypocrisy.
所以他是完完全全与那个假冒为善没有关系的。
He lived a life of amazing authenticity.
他活出了一个非常令人惊奇的真实的人生。
His life was short, but at the end of it, he was able to say to his father, I have finished the work that you gave me to do.
他的人生呢，非常虽然是短暂的，但是在他人生结束的时候呢，他会跟他的父说呢，我已经完成了您所交给我的所有的工作。
There is a sense of completeness in Christ.
这里呢有一个这样的就是完整的一个概念。
There is nothing lacking.Nothing partial, nothing missing.
这里呢没有任何事情缺乏，也没有任何事情只是一部分的，也没有任何事情是失去的。
Christ not only gave us words that explain, but he gave us a life that illustrates those words.
主耶稣基督不光是说给我们他所说过的话，同样呢给了我们他的自己的人生，用他自己的人生来解释他所说过的话。
Christ lived a life that backed up his words.
主耶稣基督他活出的人生呢，是可以和他所说的话做备注。
What he said is supported by what he did.
主耶稣所说过的一句话呢，都由他所行出来的事情呢来支持。
The two coincide perfectly.
他们两个呢，完美的就是结合在一起。
The one who set down the rules came to this world to live by them.
那个呢，那位设置世界规则的人呢，他来到这个世界，把这个规则活出来。
He showed us how it is done.
他跟我们显示呢，怎么样可以完成这样规则。
His life is a perfect example of all that he commanded us to do.
他的人生呢，就是一个完美的榜样。这个榜样呢，就是他要求我们所有人去做的事情。
He gave us verbal instruction and he gave us visible example.
他给了我们一个口头上的话语，然后给了我们一个看得见的榜样。
His preaching was powerful because the message wasn't just on his lips, it was also in his life.
他所传的道呢是极有权柄的，不光是因为他所传的不光是他嘴里所说的话，而是他的人生所活出来的。
Other great teachers said, that is the way you should go, but Jesus said, I am the way, come and follow me.
有些呢，自称为伟大的那些教师呢，说呢，你应该那样去做。那么主耶稣基督说呢，我就是这样的做的，我就是道路，你就跟随着我就可以了。
He not only speaks the word, he was the word.
他不光是讲出神的话，他自己就是神的话。
When he spoke of the love of God, his hearers knew what it was because they saw it in his face and in his works.
当主耶稣基督讲神的爱的时候呢，他的听众呢知道什么是他讲的是什么，因为他们在主耶稣基督的脸上看见了神的爱，在主耶稣基督的人生里也看到了神的爱。
At last, here was someone in whom word and deed were one and the same.
这个呢，实际上呢，在最后就是他所说的，他都做了。It
was once said of a famous Roman philosopher, his thoughts are excellent, if only he had the right to say them.
那这个其中有一个罗马的一个哲学家说呢，他所说的，他所做的都是对的。
That's our problem, isn't it? We can speak wonderful words, but often there's not much to back them up.
这就是我们通常有的问题，是不是？我们可以把话说得很漂亮，但是我们却没有任何的行动去支持它。
In the case of Christ, the excellence of his words was backed up by the excellence of his life.
因为在主耶稣基督里呢，他优秀的所讲的优秀的话被他优秀的人生所支持。
There was no discrepancy between what he taught and the way he lived.
因为在他说过的话和他做过的事情中间呢，没有任何的区别。
He was the epitome of authenticity, what he did and what he said. Coincided perfectly.
实际上他就是他给我们做出了一个这样的榜样，他所说的和他做的是完美的结合在一起。There
was a missionary who years ago had a native driver who would drive him from one village to another where he would preach.
因为在有一个传宣教士，他去一个地方，在当地呢找了一个可司机，这个司机呢是负责把他从一个村庄呢载到另一个村庄的。After
a while, the native driver said, "Why don't you let me preach in the next village?"
有一天呢，过了一段时间以后呢，他的那个司机说呢。 当我们到了下一个村的时候，为什么不让我来讲道？
The missionary was surprised and he asked, "But what will you preach about?"
那个宣教士呢就有点惊奇，他说呢，你要讲道，你能讲什么呢？
Oh, said the native, "I will preach against liquor and tobacco."
他说呢，那个司机说呢，我会去讲道，讲道去反对酒，反对喝酒和反对抽烟。
But the missionary said, "But you drink and smoke."
但是那个宣教士说呢，你自己都喝酒抽烟。
Yes, said the man, "But the people don't know that."
那个司机说，是的，我是抽烟喝酒，但是呢，听众却不知道我抽烟喝酒。
I'm sure his messages would not have made much of an impact.
我很确定的说，如果他去讲到他的信息，不会有多大的力。Often
as parents or as preachers, we are not very good at practicing what we preach.
所以呢，如果说我们作为家长或者作为传道人的话呢，我们不去实行我们所传的东西。We
are good at giving advice, but maybe not so good at following it.
我们呢是很善于去给人建议的，但是呢，我们却不善于去把那些建议给做出来。There
is often a large gap between what we say and what we do.
通常呢，在我们所说的和我们所行的之间呢，会有一个很大的间隙。
In the life of Christ, that gap did not exist.
在主耶稣基督的人生里呢，他不会存在这样的间隙。
In Mark chapter 7, Jesus rebuked the Jews for violating the fifth commandment that says we should honor our parents.
因为在马可福音第七章里，主耶稣基督责备那些犹太人，说他们犯了十诫的第五诫，他们不尊敬他们的父母。And
we might ask, did Jesus keep that commandment?
我们可能会问这样的问题，那主耶稣基督守了那条诫命吗？
In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, it says that Jesus went down with them, his parents, and came to Nazareth and was subject to them.
因为我们在路加福音第二章的第五十一节里读到的是，主耶稣基督就同他们下去，就是他的父母回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。
He honored his parents and was a perfect example of submission.
因为他尊敬主耶稣基督，尊敬他的父母，就像一个完美的那个。 榜样给那些他所说出来的那些人。
And what about his heavenly father? Did he always honor him as well?
那么关于主耶稣基督的天父，在天上的父，他是永远尊敬他的吗？
The two times the father speaks audibly from heaven in the book of Mark, he says basically the same thing. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
因为在马可福音里，实际上天父呢用声音说出来了，说出来了两次，说出来的是一模一样的话，就是这是我的爱子，在他里面我得了喜悦。
Never was there a son who so honored his father as Jesus did.
所以没有一个 儿子就像主耶稣基督那样去尊敬他的父亲。And
never was there a father so pleased with his son.
从来没有一个父亲是那么满意他的儿子。And
what would happen if the father asked for the ultimate sacrifice, that of dying on a cross? What would Jesus say?
所以实际上呢，最后呢，发生了什么呢？发生什么？当那个父亲要求主耶稣基督在那个十字架上献祭的时候，他说了什么呢？
And Jesus responded, "Let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done."
因为主耶稣基督说呢，如果有可能，请把这杯移去，但是呢，是你的旨意。
And he went to the cross in obedience to his father.
所以呢，他走上了十字架，这样呢，可以顺服他的父亲。
How admirable was the unswerving obedience of Christ.
所以呢，我们是多么的去崇拜主耶稣基督这种坚定不移的遵守他父的旨意。
He was a magnificent demonstration of everything he taught.
他是一个极其重要的一个显现，就是说他所说过的一切事情，他都显现了。In
Mark chapter 10, Jesus speaks to a rich young ruler.
在马可的福音第十章呢，主耶稣基督去跟一个年轻的官说话。
And he says to him in chapter 10, verse 21, one thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
这里呢，which verse, sorry? Mark 10, verse 21. Okay, thank you. 马可福音第十章的第二十一节，耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，份儿给穷人，就必在必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。” In
the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus adds the words, "If you want to be perfect."
在那个马太福音呢，主耶稣基督还加了一段话：如果你想要完美的话
，Well, that was setting the standard very, very high.
他这里设的一个标准呢，是非常非常高的。
We might ask, did Jesus have that kind of perfection?
我们可能会问这样的问题：那么主耶稣基督他有这样的完美吗？
Well, that was exactly what the Lord Jesus did. Look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
这里呢就是主耶稣基督他恰恰那么说的，我们看来看一下哥林多后书的第八章。
2 Corinthians 8:9 says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
在格林多后书第八章第九节说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
What Jesus called the rich young man to do was exactly what he had done.
所以主耶稣基督叫那个年轻的有钱人所做的事，就是他自己完完全全先做到了。
In Christ, all the principles of Christianity take on flesh and blood.
因为在主耶稣基督里面呢，所有的那些完美的，所有的那些基督的精神呢，实际上都是在他的宝血里显现的。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 17, Jesus held up a Roman coin and said to the Jews, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
在马可福音第十二章第十七节里，主耶稣基督说：“凯撒的物当归凯撒，神的物当归给神。”他们就很稀奇他。
That's a great piece of advice. Did Jesus practice it?
这是呢很好的一个建议，但主耶稣基督他自己做到了吗
？No one ever did it as well as Christ did.
所以没有一个人能够做到像主耶稣基督那样去做过的。
Taxes should be paid to Caesar, for there's his image right on the coin.
那个税呢，必须交给凯撒，因为那个凯撒的像呢，正好在那个银币上。
But the question arises, on what coin do we find the image of God?
但是呢，问题就是被提出来了，我们在哪一个硬币上呢可以看到神的影像呢？
God's image is not found on a coin. It's found in human beings who were made in the image of God.
神的像呢并不是在那个硬币上是找不到，但神的像呢 却是在按照神的影像所造的人的身上可以看到。
If our lives carry the image of God, then what should be done with our lives?
如果我们的人生呢，里面能够带着神的影像呢，那么我们是怎样，该是怎样一个人生？
We were created to live our lives serving and honoring God.
我们的生命是被造出来去服侍和尊敬我们的神的。
But what have we done with our lives?
那么我们的人生里面我们怎么去做呢？
We have not lived to serve and honor our Creator.
所以我们人呢，他还没有就是说活出来去服侍，去给我们的造物主荣誉。
We have lived serving our own interests and satisfying our own desires.
所以我们呢，就是去为我们自己的兴趣去服侍，活出呢是按照我们自己的欲望来活。
The only human being who always and in every moment gave unto God what is God's is Jesus Christ.
所以唯一一个在人类中活出来的，把属神的给神的，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus lived in such a way that every step he took, every deed he did, was an offering of obedience and worship to God.
因为主耶稣基督呢，他活出的一个人生呢，每一步他所行走的，每一件事他做的，都是把给神带来荣誉。
His death on the cross was the final and greatest offering of worship.
因为他的在十字架上为我们的死，就是最后的那个给神的敬拜和给神的献祭。
Paul said that the life of Christ was an offering and sacrifice to God, and it was a sweet smelling aroma.
使徒保罗说呢, 主耶稣基督, 他最后给神的献祭和他自己的献上呢, 是一个馨香的细祭物。
Never had God received from a human life an offering like this.
从来没有一个人从任何一个人类的身上收到这样的献祭。
Never had a human being given himself so completely to do the will of God.
从来没有一个人呢, 像他这样完完全全的, 把自己献给神, 去完全按神的旨意行事。
Never was there a life as fragrant and as beautiful as this one.
从来没有一个生命呢, 像这样, 主耶稣基督的生命这样呢, 美丽, 这样馨香。
This is the incomparable Christ, and the world has never ever seen anyone like him.
这里呢, 就是主耶稣基督, 他那个无可比拟的, 在这个世界上没有任何一个人可以像他那样。
Mark chapter 12, verse 31 says, "And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these."
马可福音第12章第31节说呢, 其次就是说要爱人如己, 再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。This
verse is a quote from Leviticus chapter 19, from the law that commands us to love our neighbor.
这一句话呢, 它是引用了在那个 利未记第19章里, 就是说那样的诫命, 因为我们要爱我们的邻居如己。
How many people did not say, "God, you don't know my neighbor. How do you expect me to love him? I don't think so."
所以很多人呢, 都会这样说, 你去想象一下, 他们说呢, 神啊, 你根本就不了解我的邻居, 你怎么能让我去爱我的邻居呢?
And one day the lawgiver became human, and he said, "I will show you how loving your neighbor is done."
有一天呢, 这个呢, 给我们立法的神呢, 他就变成了人, 他就说呢, 我来给你们显示出你怎样应该怎样去爱你的邻居。
He came and showed us what love really looks like.
所以他来到这个世界, 然后向我们显示了爱是什么样子的。
He loved as no one else has ever done.
他爱就像从来没有人像他那样爱过。
We look on and we stand amazed.
我们看到了, 然后呢, 我们所有的人呢, 都惊奇。
And we realize that we are contemplating the very essence and definition of love.
所以呢,我们意识到呢, 我们真的, 默想到了那个爱的真谛。
Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends."
主耶稣基督说呢, 人的爱再没有比这个大的, 就是为他的朋友而死。
Some might think that these are beautiful poetic words, but impossible to practice except for one fact. He did it.
有些人认为这可能就是一些政治上的语言, 是不可能去实施的, 但是呢, 主耶稣基督却这么做。Christ
not only spoke the truth, he was the truth.
主耶稣基督呢, 他不光光是讲出了真理, 他就是真理。He
taught us to turn the other cheek, and when the servants of the high priest struck him on one cheek, he allowed the soldiers to strike him on the other.
实际上他就是说呢, 他讲到的这个故事呢, 就当一个人呢, 打他的脸的时候, 给他右脸, 但是呢, 主耶稣基督, 他就让那个, 罗马的士兵呢, 来打他的脸。
He said that we should go the second mile. And when they forced him to go from Gethsemane to the judgment hall, he went the second mile and went all the way to the cross.
因为他告诉人家说你要陪别人走两英里，但是主耶稣基督从克西马逊尼园一直到那个格格塔山上上十字架，他是真的陪着他们走了两英里。
He taught us not only to give our tunic, but also our coat. And when they took his clothes at the foot of the cross, since that day, he has been giving a robe of righteousness to everyone who trusts in him.
主耶稣基督呢告诉我们，当别人给你借一件衣裳的时候，给他两件。但是主耶稣基督他不仅做到了，他在那个十字架上的时候呢，他们瓜分了他的内衣和外衣。不仅这样，主耶稣基督给了每一个人相信他的人一件公义的袍子。
He taught us to love our enemies, and when he could no longer extend his hands to heal and bless because they were nailed to a cross, he would do one more thing for them. He would give his life for them.
所以主耶稣基督教导我们要爱我们的敌人，所以当他的敌人把他钉在十字架上的时候呢，他的手呢不再能去治愈他们，不再能去赐福他们，因为他们把他的手钉在了十字架上，他在十字架上为他的敌人付出了生命。
No one has ever lived and loved like this.
从来没有一个人像这样去活着，像这样去爱。
The greatness of Christ shines in everything he did.
所以主耶稣基督的伟大在他每一件他的所做的事情里面闪光。
But it was when he was falsely accused, condemned, and crucified that his greatness shone like never before.
因为当主耶稣基督被控告，被他们杀害的时候，他最后他的伟大，最后的在十字架上闪光。
A man was once praying and giving thanks for every member of the Holy Trinity.
因为一个人呢，他是那一位，他那个祷告。 而且是去赞美，给献上感恩的三位一体的神。
And when he got to the Son of God, he said, Oh God, even you could not have done better than that. And he was right.
然后他跟神说呢，他说神呐，就算你自己也不能像主耶稣基督这样做的完美，所以他说的是对的。
In Jesus' perfection, reached its high point.
所以在主耶稣基督里，他那样的完美呢，达到了至高点。
The world has never ever seen anything like it.
这个世界上呢，从来没有人看见这样的事情。
He was the impeccable, the incomparable Christ.
他是那个一个不可比、无可比拟的基督。
Let me share a few concluding thoughts with you.
我跟大家要分享一下几个结论。
In Christ, perfection took human form.
在基督里那个完美呢，他完美的有了人的形象。
We know that God is perfect, but in Christ, that perfection was displayed in human terms.
因为我们知道呢，神是完美的，但是呢，在主耶稣基督里面呢，主耶稣基督让神的完美以人的形式显现出来。In
this world appeared the highest level to which human experience can reach.
在这个世界里面呢，达到了一个在人类可以达到的。
Perfection walked among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
因为这里呢，我们完全看到了他的荣耀，这些荣耀呢是在那个 满有恩典的父的身上显出来了。
His coming was like a refreshing rainfall in a desert that was dry and arid.
所以呢，他的来到呢，就像一场春雨浇灌在那些干旱了很久的土地上。
It was like the return of spring after a long cold winter.
就像在极冷的寒冬里，春天到来。
It was like a beautiful song that we once had heard.
这是像一首最美的歌我们听到过的。
It was a reminder of a beautiful garden called Eden, where human beings once lived.
这呢让我们想起了一个极美的园子，那就是人以前住过的伊甸园。
In Christ, everything that is good and true and beautiful comes into view. Everything that we had always hoped to find, and it was marvelous.
因为在主耶稣基督里面，每一件事情呢，都是美的，都是好的。这是那一件我们永远能够是我们所能够找到的最美的东西里面的那一件，那是极其神奇的。
When I hear of someone who rejects Christ, I feel tempted to say, if I had the same idea of Christianity that you do, perhaps I would reject it too.
因为当我看见呢一些人他们拒绝呢主耶稣基督以后呢，我就有这样的诱惑去想，就是说呢，如果我跟你对基督精神的看法是一样的，我也有可能去拒绝主耶稣。
Sadly, many people reject God, but the concept of God that they are rejecting is nothing like the real God who showed up in the person of Christ.
因为坦率地说，很多的人他们拒绝了神，他们实际上他们拒绝的理由并不是说他们能够看见神的自己本身的完美在主耶稣基督里面显现出来的，他们没有看到这一点。
If people could glimpse the incomparable magnificence of Christ, it would be difficult for them to not fall on their knees and say like Thomas, my Lord and my God.
因为如果任何人他们只要能够看到了主耶稣基督的他的那个无可比较的无可比拟的这样的伟大这样的美丽的话呢，他们呢就不可能就不像那个怀疑的多马那样跪下他们的膝盖说呢，我的主，我的神。
The perfection of Christ is seen in that no criticism could stick.
因为在主耶稣基督里面的那种完美呢，是没有任何的批评和批判可以去指责的。
No improvement could be made.
在它里面没有任何的东西需要去改进。
No inconsistency could be found.
所以在它里面没有任何的不可持续的东西。
He was the incarnation of perfection.
他是在那个道成肉身的完美。
Christ is not only perfect, but he came to an imperfect world full of imperfect people to bring us to perfection.
所以主耶稣基督不光是完美的，他是来到一个不完美的世界，在不完美的人中间，让我们得到完美。
The book of Hebrews speaks a lot about this, and the word perfect shows up a number of times.
在希伯来书里面讲到了好几次这样的事情，那个完美出现了好几次。
Hebrews says that the law made nothing perfect.
那个希伯来书说呢，法律不可能让任何的东西完美。
The old religious system of law and sacrifices could not truly help us.
所以那些宗教的仪式，那些献祭呢， 永远不可能让我们满意。
The law could not bring perfection, but then Christ came.
那么律法不能带来完美，然后呢，主耶稣基督来。
He was a perfect high priest.
他是一个完美的最高祭司。
His obedience to God was perfect.
他对神的圣服是完美的。
He offered a perfect sacrifice.
他献上了一个完美的祭物。
And he sat down because the work was done perfectly.
而主耶稣基督坐下了，因为他的工作完美的完成了。Many
people struggle and wonder if God will accept them.
很多人呢，就去纠结，去挣扎，就说呢，神会不会接纳他们？
On what basis does God accept us?
所以神在什么基础上来接纳我们呢？
Scripture teaches us that acceptance with God is based on perfection.
所以那个经文告诉我们呢，神接纳我们的基础呢是完美。
The bad news is that none of us have gotten there.
这坏消息是呢，我们没有任何一个人是完美的。
The good news is that God will accept us not on the basis of our perfection, but on the basis of Christ's perfection.
那好消息呢，是神他不是接纳我们，因为我们是完美的，他接纳我们是因为主耶稣基督是完美的。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
大家能看一下希伯来书第十章的第十二节是这样说的，但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭。
Now get this part in verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
接着看第十四节，因为他一次献祭，便将那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Before the coming of Christ into this world, there was only one perfect thing in this world, and that was the law of God.
在主耶稣基督来到这个世界之前呢，只有一件事情是完美的，它就是神的律法。
The law of the Lord is perfect, but what the law required, we could not fulfill.
因为呢，主的律法呢是完美的，但是律法所要求的东西呢，我们是做不到的。
The law demanded perfection, but it did not help us to achieve it.
所以呢，律法呢，它要求我们完美，但是呢，它却不能帮助我们成为完美。The
law is perfect, but at the end of the day, it only condemns us.
所以呢，律法是完美的，但是它唯一的作用呢，是在末日来审判我们。
So God said, you cannot fulfill my law, so I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll come and fulfill it for you.
神说呢，你们都不可能遵守全我的律法，但是呢，我会来，我为你们成全律法。So
God took on human form and came to this world and lived a life of perfect goodness and perfection.
神呢，他起了一个人的形象，来到这个世界上，活出了一个完美的人生，然后完成了律法的完美。And
then he says to the believer, now we are going to take all that perfection and deposit it into your account.
然后他就跟说呢，我要把这所有的这些完美的主耶稣基督所形成的完美呢，把它收集起来，然后存到你的账号上。
The perfection that the law demanded was fulfilled in Christ.
所以那个律法所要求的完美呢，在主耶稣基督里面得以完全。
And now that perfection is given freely to all those who believe in him.
现在呢，这样的完美呢，就给了，白白的给了那些所有信他的人。
This is what the Bible calls justification.
这就是圣经所称之为的称义。
Jesus takes our sins and we receive his righteousness.
主耶稣基督呢，他承担了我们的罪，我们却接受了主耶稣基督的公义。
This is perfect righteousness, perfect acceptance with God. Is that good news or what?
这是一个完美的，就是说完美的公义，这个公义呢是神完完全全接受的，这是完美的呢，还是是好的东西，还是什么呢？
So Hebrews talks a lot about the perfection of Christ, but the part I really like is what John says about it.
希伯来呢书呢谈了很多关于主耶稣基督的完美，但是我自己喜欢的呢一句呢是在约翰说的。
In 1 John 4:18, it says this, perfect love casts out fear.
在约翰一书第四章第十八节里是这样说的，那个爱你没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕去掉。
It is wonderful to be loved.
就是如果你被爱是一个很奇妙的事情。
And it is wonderful to be loved greatly.
所以呢也是被大大的爱也是一个奇妙的事情。
But what does it mean to be loved with perfect love?
所以呢如果说是被一个完美的爱呢，爱这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be overtaken by a love that has no flaws, no weakness, and no defects.
那这个是什么意思呢？如果你被这样一个没有完完全全没有错的，没有那种可比拟的，没有任何的其他瑕疵的爱来覆盖的时候，是一个什么意思呢？
It is a love that has no cracks and no blemishes.
这个那个这是一种爱，这种爱呢它没有缝隙，没有可挑剔的地方。
It is pure, unhindered, awe-inspiring love. What does that mean?
所以是完完全全纯洁的，毫不犹豫的，不可阻挡的爱。那这样的爱是什么意思呢？
For one thing, it means that fear has got to go.
这里呢其中一个意思呢就是你里面的恐惧呢必须离开。
It casts out fear completely.
然后这样的爱呢能把恐惧完完全全的除去。
And it turns us into worshippers. It turns us into servants of God.
把我们呢转变成为呢敬拜者，把我们转变成了呢神的仆人。
We are captivated by a love that knows no measure.
因为我们被一个完完全全不可测量的爱俘获了。
And one more thought I want to leave with you, and it's this, that one day Christ will bring about the complete restoration of his entire creation.
因为有一点呢我要跟大家讲，有一天呢主耶稣基督呢要完完全全的恢复他的被造物。
Look what it says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 20.
我们看看哥罗西书的第一章的第二十节。
And by him, Christ, to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross.
第二节是说, 既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血, 成就了和平, 便藉着他叫万有, 无论是地上的, 天上的, 都与自己和好了。
God has purposed that in Christ he will restore his original purpose for his creation.
神在基督里有这样的旨意和计划, 就是说呢, 要在基督里让他的被造物们得到完美。
There was a man who lived in a cabin in an isolated place who had a violin that was out of tune.
这里有一个人呢, 他住在一个小木屋里, 小木屋里呢, 这个小木屋是在一个, 被隔离的地方, 被隔离的地方没有人能够到的, 他有一把小提琴, 他的小提琴呢, 调不对。
He wrote a letter to a radio station requesting that on a certain day, at a certain time, they would play the musical note A so that he could tune his violin.
然后呢, 他就给一个电台写了一封信, 写了一封信呢, 在一个约定的时间和约定的时候呢, 他们会去放那个音符A的那个音符, 然后这样呢, 可以就把他的那个小提琴呢, 教音。
The radio station agreed to comply with this unusual request, and at the designated date and time, played the musical note A.
然后呢，这些电台呢就接受了这样一个不寻常的一个要求，就在特定的一天、特定的时间，他们呢播放了这个 A 的这个音符。
The man had his radio on, and hearing the musical note, was able to tune his violin.
然后呢，这个人呢，就在那个时候呢，打开了他的收音机， 然后听到了这个A的音符， 然后他就能够校对他的小提琴教音。
As a result, the man was again able to play his instrument, and his cabin was once again filled with happy music.
然后呢，这个人呢，他再次呢就可以用正确的音调来去演奏他的小提琴，他的那个小木屋里呢，再次充满了那种美丽的小提琴的声音。This
world was created to be like a beautiful symphony.
这个世界呢，是被造成了像是一个完美的交响乐队。
But instead of harmony and beauty, the world became filled with conflict and discord.
因为这个世界呢，它并没有说是能够演奏出和谐的音符，能够完美，而是出现了不和谐和音调不对。
The symphony was ruined, and no one knew how to fix it.
因为这个交响曲呢，已经被破坏了。 没有人能够知道怎么去修好这个交响曲。
We had no way of tuning our instruments and recovering the original melody until into this world came Jesus.
因为我们自己呢，不知道，我们没有任何的方式知道怎么去校对我们的乐器，直到。 主耶稣基督来了以后，我们才可以被校正为能够一首很美的交响曲。When
Christ came, once again we heard the musical note to which our lives need to be tuned.
当主耶稣基督来到以后呢，我们再次听到了在我们人生的音符里应该是被校正成是一个什么样子的音符。
It was the musical note that we had been unable to find.
这样一个音符呢, 是我们自己, 凭我们自己能力找不到。
And when we come into harmony with Christ, we come into harmony with God's great original symphony.
当我们呢, 自己和主耶稣基督的和声, 在一起的时候呢, 我们就能够 把神的这个伟大的交响曲演奏的极其的和谐。
And our lives begin to resonate with the beautiful melody of heaven.
我们的人生呢，恢复了那首美丽的从天国来的旋律。
Philippians 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章第六节说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Our glorious destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们的荣耀的目的地就是说我们成为像主耶稣基督那样的样子。
There are people in this world who are participants in God's new creation.
所以在这个世界上的人呢，他们是神的那个新造新的被造物的参与者。
They are indwelt by the Spirit of Christ, and God is working in their lives, tuning the strings.
他们呢都涉及到了用主耶稣基督的名来在神在这里做工，让每一个人里面的音呢都校正到神的那个音符上去。
He's getting rid of the sour notes, and he's changing our lives.
他把我们那些难听的那个音符呢给去掉，然后呢恢复我们的人生。
One day, the whole universe will stand amazed to hear the final symphony of redemption.
这有一天呢，所有的整个人类都在站在一起听到这首救恩的交响曲。
If we are going to be a part of that great symphony, we need to surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们想要成为那首伟大的交响曲中的一个音符呢，我们必须完完全全把我们的人生交付给主耶稣基督。
He is the author and perfecter of faith.
他是我们的信心的起作者，也是我们信心的结束者。
And when he finishes doing what he's going to do, the earth will be covered with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea.
因为当他结束他的工作的时候呢，那么地球上会发生什么呢？神的荣耀就会完完全全覆盖整个地球，就像水覆盖海一样。
This is our Redeemer, and there is no one like unto him.
这就是我们的救主，没有一个人像能像他那样。
I hope you have come to know him and to trust in him.
我希望你们是来认识他，并且相信他的。
He is the only hope for our world that has lost its way.
他是唯一的希望对我们这个失去了他自己方向的世界来说。
And he is the only hope for our lives damaged by sin that desperately need redeeming.
他是那一个为我们，就是说我们这些人生呢，我们已经被完完全全破坏的人生需要能够得到恢复的这样的一个事情。
If you have never done so, you need to place your life in his hands and trust him as your savior.
如果你从来没有这么做过，你需要把你的人生交到他的手里，相信他为你的个人救主。
Thank you, and may the Lord bless his word to our hearts today.
非常感谢大家，愿主赐福给我们，在我们每个心里有神的话的人。
Thank you, Jürgen. I appreciate that very, very much. Let's just close with a word of prayer.
谢谢 Jürgen, 非常感恩。现在我们做一个结束的祷告。
Oh God, our Father, how we thank you for a perfect Savior.
我们在天上的父啊, 我们非常感恩, 我们有这么一个完美的救主。
Father, we thank you for that perfect salvation that we find through him.
所以父啊, 我们感谢您, 感谢您这样一个完美的救恩, 这样是我们可以找到的, 通过我们的主。
We thank you that he finished it all.
我们非常感恩他把一切都完成了。
Oh Lord, we pray that we might not only believe in him and be saved, but that Lord, we may be able to glorify him in our lives.
主啊,我们在祷告,祷告就是我们不光光是信他得救,我们在我们的人生中也要给神带来荣耀。
Help us, Lord, to follow our Lord Jesus Christ and by the help of your Holy Spirit to live lives that would be pleasing to you.
主啊,求你帮助我们,帮助我们去活出一个像主耶稣基督那样的人生,也求您的圣灵来帮助我们的人生里面能够完美。
And so we thank you for your word this evening and we ask your blessing upon us now as we part in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.